Okay, today's daf is Temura daf Chaf Aleph. This is the last daf of the third parak of Meseches Temura. So first I just want to thank Alicia for giving the shiur over the last week, particularly over the whole summer, but particularly over the last week where it got really, really tough, some of these dafim. So we thank you very much. And I think next year I'm away on Meseches Shabbos. I don't think it's Erevin, I think it's Shabbos. So, okay, maybe it'll be a little easier next summer. Today's shiur is sponsored by Meir Penstein, Le'ili Nishmas, his father, Avram ben Yosef Penstein. Olav HaShalom, his yard site is tomorrow. Also by Shragi Bril, the Zecher Nishmas, his mother, Chaya Fega, Basu Bionaleib HaKohen. And also by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. The respective neshamos should have an aliyah, and of course it should continue, the learning should continue to be a gevaldik zechus for the entire Landerer family. So we are holding again at the Mishnah on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph at the top of the page. That's where Elisha left off, and the Mishnah is going to discuss differences between Becharu Meiser versus other kachim. First we're going to, obviously the window into that discussion is Tmuras Becharu Meiser. So we're going to talk about a number of differences between other karbonos versus Becharu Meiser. The Gemara is then going to talk about whether one gets Malkus from making a mum in Tmuras Becharu or Meiser, because after all, a Tmuras Becharu Meiser can't be brought as a carbon anyway, so would you get Malkus for being Matil Mum in an animal that has Kedusha but couldn't be brought as a carbon? So that's going to be the Gemara's discussion, and then we're going to talk about whether we eat Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim nowadays, and that's going to be based on the discussion of, or at least partially based on, Kedusha Rishona, So when the Mishnah talks about Becharu Meiser, the Mishnah talks about Meiser Behema. It's going to be a little confusing, because when in the rest of the daf, every other time we mention Meiser, it's going to be talking about Meiser Sheni. Like, just bring Meiser Sheni to your Yerushalayim, because we're going to have a machlokas whether you could be makriv a Bechor from Chutz La'aretz, and we're going to be demonstrating that that is a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael, whether you're allowed to be makriv a Bechor from Chutz La'aretz, and we're going to show that it's machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael from a Braisa that has four different halachos, where each of those halachos compare Bechor to Meiser Sheni. So that's where we're going to get into Meiser Sheni. So one of those halachos is whether we eat Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim Bizman Hazeh. Another one is whether you eat you could be makriv a Bechor from Chutz La'aretz. A third, whether Meiser Sheni can be eaten Bechol HaRoeh, anywhere that Yerushalayim can be seen, even outside of Yerushalayim. And the fourth is whether a Bechor over a year old can still be brought as a carbon. And all four of those halachos are going to relate to some comparison between Bechor and Meiser Sheni, as opposed to what the Mishnah talks about. So let's start the Mishnah. So again, the Mishnah is going to talk about how Bechor and Meiser Behema are different than other kachim. Bechor, just to remind ourselves, of course, is given to a Kohen, a Bechor Tam. The Kohen is makrav on the Mizbeach, and the meat of the Bechor Tam is eaten by Kohanim, whereas a Bechor that's a Baal Mum is not brought on the Mizbeach, but it still belongs to the Kohen. It's Mamono Shel Kohen. As opposed to Meiser Behema, Yeshachtiv in the Azara, you're makrav the Emurim, but the Basar goes to the Bailim, and it could be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim, it's Kachim Kalim, and if the Meiser is a Baal Mum, the halacha is it could be eaten anywhere without even any pidyon. So Bechor and Meiser have different halachas from each other, but that's not going to be the discussion of our mission. In our mission, the discussion is going to be about how together they are different from every other kachim. So Tmura is a Bechor and Meiser. A Tmura of a Bechor or Meiser, Vladan, Vlad Vladan, Atsofa Olam, Hare Elu ka Bechor and Meiser. The Vlad of the Tmura or of the Meiser, and even the Vlad of the Vlad of the Tmura or of the Meiser have the same halacha of Kedusha that a Bechor and Meiser have. What does it mean, the same halacha of Kedusha? It does not mean that it's brought on the Mizbeach, right? It doesn't mean that it's treated mamish like Bechor and Meiser, but exactly what the next line of the Mishnah says. V'yachlu b'mum and l'baylim. You have to let it graze until it develops a mum, and when it develops a mum, then the baylim is going to be allowed to eat it. But while it's still a tamim, so it's not going to be brought on the Mizbeach, in that sense, it's not like Bechor and Meiser themselves. It's only that it has Kedusha, and that Kedusha needs to be dealt with. Now, from the Lashon and the Mishnah of Ye'achlu B'mum and L'baylim, it sounds like it's not given to a Kohen, even if it's a Tamima. It's Ne'achelis L'baylim. That's how Tosos writes. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Temura, Perek Gimel Alacha Beis, writes that a Temuras Bechor is nitan the kohen. It is given to a kohen. When it says v'yochel b'mumim l'bailim, it means whoever is shayich to it. And a bechar always goes to a kohen. So the kohen is the bailim of a bechar. He's the one that has the dinim amunus interest in a bechar. So that's how the Rambam understands bailim in this case, not the actual person who previously owned the animal or who owns the mother of the animal, but the kohen who receives it. So that's the halacha by a tumuras b'chara meiser. Ma bein b'chara meiser bein kol hakachim. What are the differences, the halacha, between a b'chara meiser on the one hand and all other kachim on the other hand? Other kachim when they develop a mum. She kol hakachim nimkarim b'itlas v'nishchatin b'itlas. When other kachim develop a mum, they're sold and they're shechted after you're pulled to them, and they're sold in the shuk where you would normally sell meat. It's a bizayun of kachim to sell it in the regular shuk where you normally sell meat, yes, but we need to command top dollar, because if you don't command top dollar, the Beis HaMikdash is going to be losing out. Since we're poda these kachim and then we sell them, if you don't command top dollar in the sale, that's going to be a loss to Hekdash. So we're willing to go through that minor bizayun of kachim in order to make sure that there's no actual hefsin mamon of kachim. The Gemara Maseches Becharos raises the question, well, wait a second. First you're poed to them, now they don't belong to Hekdash anymore, and then you sell them in the market. So why would the price in the market matter to us? You've already been poed to it. So the Gemara explains, yes, but when you're poed to it, you're going to be thinking about, if I'm going to be poed to this from Hekdash, my thought process is going to be, and how much is this meat that I'm getting from Hekdash going to be worth to me? And if it's going to be worth a lot to me, I'll pay more for it when I'm poed to it. So it's one step removed, but it's still going to be a loss to Hekdash if we can't command top dollar for it on the market. And v'nishkalin belitra, we weigh it the same way we would weigh chulin meat. It's not usser because of bizayin kachim to weigh the meat in the most precise manner possible. Chutz min habachar meiser, but when it comes to bachar meiser, they're not sold and shechted in the shuk. They're not weighed in the normal way. Everything is with estimation. They estimate how much it weighs because the money from the from selling the bachar and the meiser goes to the bailim, and because of that minor revach that you're going to have by selling it with greater precision or with greater demand in the market, it's not worth being mezalzel in the kedusha. Meaning, it's not going to be a net loss anyway to the Beis HaMikdash. It's only going to be a loss to the bailim or to the kohen, depending whether you talk about meiser or bechar. So that's one difference between them. Another difference: v'yeshla and pidyon ulatmurasein pidyon chutz min habachar meiser. Other kachim you could be poda when they become chulin, when they develop a mum, and the tamura can also have pidyon. The behemos that you did tamura with them, you could also be poda when it develops a mum, but b'chara meiser is different. Even if it has a mum, you cannot be poda and be motzi it from its kedusha and have that money instead take its place as kedusha, because by b'chara it says lo sifteh, and by meiser it says lo yigael. So you're not allowed to have a geula / pidyon when it comes to b'chara. And a third difference: ubayin michutzla aretz chutz min abchara meiser. All other kachim, you can bring the animal from chutzla aretz in order to be makrevit. Bchara meiser, you're not supposed to bring from chutzla aretz. That's what it sounds like. That you're not supposed to bring the animal from chutzla aretz. That's how Rashi certainly understands. Tosos and Maseches Bava Kama understands that no, you are allowed to. It's just that you're not obligated to bring it from chutzla aretz. Look, if you do bring it from Chutz La'aretz and it doesn't have a mum, you would be makrevit, but and the imbali mum and yachlu b'mum and the bailim, and if it's brought and it's a bal mum, it gets eaten by the bailim. So I'm Rabbi Shimon Matam, why is it that all other kachim lechadchila you can bring from Chutz La'aretz, but b'chara meiser don't get brought from Chutz La'aretz? Sh'b'chara meiser yesh lem parnasa mimkoman. It's not that there's no din of b'chara meiser Chutz La'aretz. There is. It's just that yesh lem parnasa mimkoman. There's a way to eat it. Chutz La'aretz. All you have to do is bring it out to graze until it develops a mum, and then it's going to be mutar b'achila by the bailim in Chutz La'aretz. So why do you have to schlep it to Yerushalayim? Just enjoy it in Chutz La'aretz. Ushar kol ha'kachim af al pishnol ben mum harei le'kedushas ad. But all other kachim even after it develops a mum, you still need to be poda it. So this difference really emanates from the previous difference. The previous difference was that there's no geula / pidyon when it comes to b'chara meiser. But since by shar kachim it still requires a pidyon, so that money's going to have to go to Yerushalayim anyway. So that's why we're allowed to bring the animals themselves to Yerushalayim as well. That's the third difference. So the three differences again are that whether you could sell it in the market like regular meat, whether there's a din of geula / pidyon, and whether it's brought from chutz laaretz. So says Gemara, Amar Rava bar Rav Aza, Botan b'mar Rava. They asked the following shaila in Eretz Yisrael: Hamatil mum b'tmuras b'chara meiser mahu? What if a person makes a mum in a tmura of a b'chara meiser? Do you get malchus because the pasuk says kol mum lo yiyabo, and we darshan meseches beitza lo yahayabo, that you're not allowed to create a mum in a carbon. So mi amrim kivin delo kreva lo mechayiv. So you say, well, wait a second, this is only a tamura. A tamura is not karavan the mizbeach. So since it's not going to be karavan the mizbeach, so therefore I shouldn't be chayiv malchus for being matil mum in something that couldn't be brought on the mizbeach anyway. O dilma kivin de kachum chayiv. Or do we say no, that since the tamura becomes kadosh, so I'm going to be chayiv for making a mum in it? So I'm going to Abai says to Rava Baravaza that why is your suffix only about being matal mum on tamura of b'char meiser? Why don't you raise the issue about being matal mum on a chi shel meiser? Meaning, forget about tamura. All you're trying to come up with is a case where an animal has kedusha, but yet it can't be brought on the mizbech. So I got a different example of an animal that has kedusha, but it can't be brought on the mizbech. Let's say you're counting out your animals for meiser behema, and you miscount. When you get to the ninth one, you say 10 on the ninth one. So the halacha is that one also has kedusha, but it's ein kreva. It's also not brought on the mizbech. What about being matil mum in such an animal? Do you get malchus for that? El maishna chi delokami baylach. Why is it that you weren't at all mesupak about that case? Because the Torah is memayit it from hakrava asiri lahotziachi. That it says asiri yakodesh lashem sounds like not the ninth one, even if you call it number 10. And since it's not karav on the mizbeach, it's pashut that you're not going to be chayav for being matil mum in something that can't be a carbon anyway. So chinami rachmanamiatinu. So too when it comes to tmuras b'chara meiser, the Torah specifically is memayit it from hakrava and memayit it from the Yisr of being matil mum. Lo tifte kodesh heim, heim akrivin vein tumurasim kreva. And therefore you're not going to get malchus for being matil mum in that which cannot be brought. Another way to learn this conversation, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Masni Lahachi, he had the conversation go as follows: that Amar Rav Acha b'Rei de Rav Aza bon b'mar Rav matil mum b'chi shal meiser mahu. That the initial shaila was about chi shal meiser. It wasn't about tumuras b'chara kachim. So I'm like, b'tibayu lach matil mum b'tumuras b'chara meiser. Why don't you ask about a tumura of b'chara meiser instead of chi shal meiser? El meishna tumuras b'chara meiser lo mibayu lach rachman mi. Obviously, didn't ask the question about a tamura because you know that a tamura can't be brought in the mizbech, and you figure anything that can't be brought in the mizbech, mimele is not going to be malchus for being matul mum. So chi shal meiser nami rachmanu miyateh asiri lo tias chi. So by chi shal meiser also, if you accidentally counted the ninth one as 10, you know it can't be brought in the mizbech because the pasuk says asiri and not chi, and therefore you know very well that you're not going to be chayiv malchus for being matul mum. So that was discussion number one. Are you chayiv malchus for being matul mum in an animal that has the kedusha but cannot be brought in the mizbeach? The answer is no. You're not chayiv malchus for being matul mum. And there are two examples of such animals. There's tumuras b'chara meiser and there's chi shel meiser. Now, new discussion. V'imbo t'mimin. The Mishnah said that all other kachim l'chadchila you can bring from chutz laaretz, not b'chara meiser. If you brought b'chara meiser t'mimin, then you are makrav them, and if they're bali mumin, then they get eaten by the bailim. So frak the Gemara Uraminu, I'll ask you a stira from our Mishnah, from a Mishnah Meseches Chala. Ben Antigonus hela b'charos mi Bavel v'lo kiblu mimenu. He brought b'charos from Bavel. Ben Antigonus brought b'charos from Bavel, and the Kohanim did not accept them from him. Sounds like even b'di'eved, when they're brought, they're not accepted. Our Mishnah said l'charchili, you don't bring them, but when they are brought, they are accepted. So it's a direct stira between our Mishnah And the Mishnah in Chala says Gemara Amar Rav Chista Lo Kasha, and this answer is going to set the agenda for the entire rest of the daf. Har Rabbi Shmuel v'Har Rabbi Akiva. It's a machlokus between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. In order to show that it's a machlokus between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, we bring a brisa that has four different statements, the second of which demonstrates that it's a machlokus between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, but those four statements take us to the end of the parak. So it's not a stira that Rabbi Shmuel, our Mishnah was taught by Rabbi Shmuel. He holds that if a bechor comes from Chutz Laretz, you are makrivit. The Mishnah Maseches Chal is going like Rabbi Akiva, that a bechor that's brought from Chutz Laretz, you are not going to be makriv. Did Tanya, because the brisa says as follows. Rabbi Yossi Omer Shlosha Dvar Mishum Shlosha Zekenim. Rabbi Yossi says three things in the name of three different Zekenim. It's in the name of three different Zekenim because you have Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, and Ben Azai, but there are actually four statements. The fourth statement is Acherim. We just don't have a name. But there are three things from three different Zekenim in this brisa, but we're going to see the brisa actually has four statements. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, so the first is that Rabbi Shmuel says, Yachal, I would have said, Yala Adamai Sasheni Bizman Azeh, that a person should still be Mala Maisa Sheni Bizman Azeh, that even Bizman Azeh, Rabbi Shmuel holds you certainly are Chayef, Zimafresh, Trumas Maisos, Min HaTorah, because Kedushas HaAretz is not Batel, even though Kedushas HaBayis is Batel, we're going to see soon, Kedushas HaAretz is not Batel, and therefore there's still a Chayef to take Trumas and Maisos. The Tosos points out that even if Rabbi Shmuel held that Batel Kedushas HaAretz entirely, it would still be Shaykh to say that there's a Chayef Maiser if the Maiser grew bizman habayis, and it was still around after the korban habayis. But either way, Rabbi Shmuel says you could when you have ma'aser sheni bizman hazeh. So I would imagine that you bring it to Yerushalayim, you have planu bring Yerushalayim, and you should eat it in Yerushalayim without being potid, because kedushas Yerushalayim still exists as far as ma'aser is concerned. So we're not sure should you or shouldn't you. So Rabbi Shmuel says v'dinu. Maybe I could learn the din of ma'aser sheni bizman hazeh with a binyan av. Over here, dinu does not mean a kal v'chomer, it's a binyan av, it's one of the other midos shatar and jashben, that when you have two inyanim that have similar concepts that connect them, so when there's a halacha by one of them, you can automatically apply it by the other. So b'chor ta'un avos makom, we know that by b'chor you have to bring it to be makrivit and eat it in Yerushalayim, u'maiser ta'un avos makom, and maiser again over here and for the rest of the daf, maiser does not mean maiser behema, it means maiser sheni. That maiser sheni also you have to bring and eat in Yerushalayim, and therefore ma b'char inu nechal ela b'fnei habayis, just like b'char is only eaten when there's still a beis hamikdash, because you have to give you have to take its dam and be makdir it's a murim on the mizbeach, and only then can it be eaten. So obviously that can only happen when there is a beis hamikdash. Saaf ma'aser inu nechal ela b'fnei habayis. Therefore, I would imagine that you can make a limud through a binyan av that ma'aser sheni can also only be eaten when you have a beis hamikdash. So lo, so Gemara says no, don't make such a limud. In marta b'bechor shekein ton matan dam ve'mum legav mizbeach from ma'aser to lo. Now by b'chor, the reason it can only be eaten when there's a beis hamikdash is because the b'chor requires hakrav as a karban. Ma'aser sheni, there is no such din of hakrav as a karban by ma'aser sheni, and therefore it shouldn't require a beis hamikdash. All it should require is kedushas Yerushalayim. As long as you have kedushas Yerushalayim, you should have to eat ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim. So now the Gemara tries to prove what the from somewhere else what the din would be about ma'aser sheni bizman hazeh. So Amarta, so maybe we can learn a binyan av from somewhere else. Bikurim to unin hava asmakom. You have to bring bikurim, the first fruits, to Yerushalayim to eat them there. Umaiser ta'un hava asmakom. Maiser sheni also is brought to Yerushalayim. Ah, so ma bikurim enechal ele b'fnei abayis. Just like bikurim is only b'fnei abayis. Pasuk says v'inachta l'fnei Hashem elokecha. So we darshan that it's only when there's a beis hamikdash. Af maiser enechal ele b'fnei abayis. So to maiser maybe can maiser sheni can only be eaten in Yerushalayim when there is a beis hamikdash. So says Mar Mal Bikurim Shekein Tunin Hanacha. Tom Meiser Delo. Nah, you can't learn one from Bikurim to Meiser. Bikurim requires Hanacha in front of a Mizbeach. So obviously you need a Mizbeach. You need a Beis Hamikdash. But by Meiser Sheni, that it doesn't require eating it anything to do with the Beis Hamikdash. It just requires eating it in Yerushalayim. So maybe it should still apply Bizman Hazeh. So Tam Lomer. That's why the pasuk says when it comes to Meiser Sheni, Va'achalta Lefnei Hashem Elokecha. So hikish meiser lebechar, that the Torah specifically makes a hekish between meiser and bechar. Ma bechar ein nechal b'fnei abayis, af meiser ein nechal al b'fnei abayis. So it's not a binyan av. It's not our own limud that we're making by linking. The Torah links the two of them together. So if the Torah makes a specific hekish to link them together, then we could say that if bechar only applies b'fnei abayis, even though there's good reason why bechar would only apply b'fnei abayis, because after all it requires hakrava, but nevertheless, once the Torah makes that hekish, Ma'aser Sheni is also only b'fnei abayis. So says Gemara, v'lahadar dina, when the Braisa rejected the reason that Bikurim is only b'fnei abayis because it requires hanachal b'fnei mizbeach, so instead of having to come on to a hekish, meaning first we tried to compare Ma'aser to Bechar. We said, Bechar is a carbon, it's a different story. And then we tried to compare it to Bikurim. We said, Bikurim requires hanachal b'fnei mizbeach. So right then, we should have had enough to make a limud, because we should have said, v'lahadar dina v'leisi b'mehat sad. We should have been able to make a tzad hashava. We should have said, well, there are two things that both require the Beis HaMikdash in order for it to still apply. There's Bechar and there's Bikurim. So Ma'aser Sheni should also require Beis HaMikdash. What, you're going to tell me I can't learn from Bechar because Bechar is a carbon, but Bikurim is not a carbon? You're going to tell me I can't learn from Bikurim because Bikurim requires Hanachal of Nehemizbech? Bechar doesn't require Hanachal of Nehemizbech. So B'mat Tzad, with the Tzad HaShava, we should be able to drive. We shouldn't need to come on to the Hekish. Sans the Gemara, Am Ravashi, Mishum Dikal Nehemel Tzad HaShava, Shken Yesh Ben Tzad Mizbech. No, they both, it's really both the same rejection of the Limudim, is that both Bechar and Bikurim have some Shaychus to the Mizbech. You need a Mizbech there in order to go through the process of Bechar and Bikurim. With Bechar, you got to be Makrivit on the Mizbech. Bikurim need Hanacha Lefnei Mizbech. That's got nothing to do with Ma'aser Sheni, which has no connection to the Mizbeach. So you cannot derive from such a Tzad HaShava, and therefore we need the Hekish to tell me that Ma'aser Sheni is not Nechal B'Yerushalayim B'Zman HaZeh. Umay Kasavar says, well, what's Rabbi Shmuel's assumption over here about the general Kedusha that exists? Meaning that exists b'zman hazeh after the Churban. Can you say that it's a yomi coincidence? Are we talking about the Churban like an Erev Tisha B'Av? I don't know. We're learning Kachim, so okay, yeah, but I guess so. So Mikasov, what's his assumption? Ikasov kedusha rishona kitchel l'shaita v'kitchel l'aslavo. If he holds that the kedushas Yerushalayim not only existed when it was b'binyana, but even b'churbana kedushas Yerushalayim exists. Losha b'char v'losha ma'aser b'nei avan inhu. Then both b'char and Meiser are roi to be brought to Yerushalayim and to be eaten there. So why is it so pasha to him that a Bechar is not Nechal there if the Kedusha still exists? And why does he have a suffix whether Meiser does or does not get eaten there, but both of them should be eaten there if the Kedusha still exists? And if Rabbi Shmuel holds that Kedusha Yerushalayim was only when it was b'binyana and not li'achar churbana, and his suffix therefore is by Meiser, maybe since it doesn't require a mizbeach, you could eat it even b'zman hazeh in Yerushalayim. So the suffix is whether Yerushalayim after the churban is still included in lifnei Hashem, meaning even though it doesn't have its same kedusha, maybe it's lifnei Hashem, and that you could still fulfill with Meiser Sheni. So then afilu b'char nami tibayilach. Then again, why is it so pasha to him that by Bechar it's not the case? He should have the same suffix when it comes to Bechar. Meaning, what do you mean, same suffix when it comes to Bechar? We said it's a carbon. If you can't go through the whole process of bringing the carbon, so there's nothing to talk about with a Bechar. You can't have any eating of a Bechar. Now, let's say you were in Makdir, you were Zorik the Dam and Makdir the Emurim when the Beis HaMikdash was around, and then the Churban happened. Right? And then the Churban has. So after the Churban, it no longer requires a Mizbeach. Now you should have the same suffix about a Bechar. Does it still get eaten in Yerushalayim? Is that still called eating it lifnei Hashem? So the same stuff you have about Ma'aser, you could have had about Bechar. Now granted, it doesn't seem as practical about Bechar, because the only case of Bechar where the suffix would come up is a case where you've already used the Mizbeach while the Beis HaMikdash was built, so it had to have been in that generation of Korban where this Shaila would have come up. And you'd imagine in the generation of Korban they had bigger problems on their mind, but it would still be a halachic Shaila. So says Mar, the Olam Kasavar Kedusha Rishon Kitchel Shaita v'lo Kitchel Asalavo. Really, old Kedusha Rishon is Kitchel Shaita and is not Kitchel Asalavo. V'achol Ma'askin, and over here in the Brisa, Rabbi Shmuel's suffix by Meiser and not by Bechor is Kigon Shenizrik Domishol Bechor B'fnei Abayis, Bechor of Abayis, V'adayim B'sar Rokayim. Kivin diyisil l'dam lo barzriku asim basar basar yalef midam. That yes, it's true. It could be that you have a bechor that you did the whole hakrava while the Beis Hamikdash was around, and the basar no longer requires a mizbeach. But nevertheless, since if the dam would still be around now and had not yet had a zrika, you would need a mizbeach in order to do that zrika. We learn the halacha of basar from the halacha of dam, that bisha'a, that it's ra'ui, that the dam could be nizrak, then the basar could be nechal, and not after the Churban HaBayis. Because since after the Churban HaBayis, you would not be able to be zorik the dam, mimele, you're not able to be ochel the basar. That's why he took it as a davar pashut, that when it comes to Bechor, you're not ochel bizman hazeh in Yerushalayim, because there would be no zrikas hadam. So va'asi maiser yalef mi Bechor, and now maiser sheni, he wants to say, we can learn from Bechor with a hekish. That's what Rabbi Shmuel is trying to tell us, that v'achalt l'fnei Hashem ma'aser d'gan chitirosh v'itzarecha v'bechor is becharcha v'itzarecha. So you see that there is this comparison between ma'aser and bechor, and that comparison is made by the Torah itself, right? That link is a hekish that the Torah itself links together. Frakta Gemara Umi Alpinon Kodesh Me'adadi. How can you say that Meiser is derived from Basar Bechor, which itself is only derived from the Dam of a Bechor? V'amar Rabbi Yochanan Kol Torah Kula Lemeidin Lamad Min Alamad Chutz Min Hakachim Shein Lemeidin Lamad Min Alamad. That there is a special rule specifically by Kachim that you can't have a limud that's two steps. That a limud could go from A to B, but you can't learn A to B and then B to C. So that's a special rule in the way that Kachim is learned. Just like every area of halacha has their own rules. Safik drabanan lekula by yisur v'heter and daraisa luchumra. Whereas safik mama when we say amatzim mechaver alav araya and safik tuma. So is safik tuma rishus rabim is tar rishus yachus. Every area has its own rules. One of the rules of limudim that we have by Kachim is that you can't have a lamad min a lamad. So if I already only know that the basar of a bechor is not eaten in Yerushalayim when there's no Beis HaMikdash, but I only know that from Dam, how can I then use Basar of a Bechor to teach me about Meiser Sheni? So isn't that a violation of Ein Laman Min HaLaman? Says Meiser Chulinhu. No, this isn't in the world of Kachim. Meiser Sheni is not Kachim. Meiser Sheni is Chulin, and therefore you can apply this Limud. Yeah, well, Hanich Laman Yavar Basar Laman as Linan. That's if you assume that Ein Lamedin Min HaLaman applies to that the way we categorize what's called Kachim and what's called Chulin is the final din that we're trying to derive. Meaning if A teaches to B, which teaches to C, so I'm looking at C. Is C Kachim or is C not Kachim? Oh, so C over here is Meister Sheni, it's not Kachim, and therefore we can have such a limud. But if you don't look at the final product, you look at the melamed to determine whether this is a Kachim limud or a Chulin limud, then you have a problem, because Bechor is Kachim, so this limud should be invalid. So says Gemara, Basar v'dam chadam el sihi. It's not that I learned dam to basar and then basar to meiser sheni. Basar bechor and dam of bechor are considered a single unit. So meiser is derived from bechor, and bechor includes basar and dam. So just like dam is only when there is a Beis HaMikdash, basar is also, the basar of bechor is also when there's only a Beis HaMikdash, and that's a single unit. And from there I learned that meiser sheni also only applies when there is a Beis HaMikdash. All of that was not really here for the conversation that we needed it for. Meaning that what was the whole issue over here? We had a stira between two mishnayos whether when you bring a bechor meiser from chutz laaretz, are you makriv the bechor that you bring from chutz laaretz? A stira between two mishnayos. So we answered the stira by saying it's machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. We haven't seen anything about that yet. This whole discussion was about whether it's nechal, whether meiser sheni, not even about bechor, whether meiser sheni is nechal in Yerushalayim. The whole discussion is from the second statement that this brisa brings. The second statement is what we're about to see. But before we move on to that second statement, it should just be pointed out that when we talk about kedusha rishona, kitchel l'shaitav, kitchel kitchalas lavo or lo kitchalas lavo. So the main ramification of that for our day-to-day lives is the issue of going on harabayis bismanaza. Do you assume that the kedusha is still there? And this was a major machlokas Rambam and Ravid lahalacha, whether the kedusha of the makam amigdash bismanaza is still there when there's no base amigdash banui, and whether you chayiv kares for going there betuma. The Rambam shita is that base amigdash is kedusha rishon kitchal shayta v'kitchal lavo. The kedusha base amigdash is still there, and since it's still there, you chayiv kares for going there. If you're a tummy mace, you're not allowed to go into the makam in the zara. Harabai is not allowed to go when you're a zava nida or yoledes. Someone who goes there is chayiv kares. The Ravid disagrees. He holds kedushas makam migdash is only the shaita and not liach chorbana, and therefore he would hold that you're allowed to go there bizman hazeh. Lemaisa mishabru paskins, according from Magen Avraham, and this is what all the poskim seem to assume, is that it's kedusha las lavo, and therefore one is not allowed to go there. So how do some people go there? It's the official position of most of the Gedolei Eretz Yisrael and the Rabbanut has always been that you're not allowed to go on Har HaBayis. So how is it that some people, even some Talmidei Chachamim, do go there? Because they're not going into the Azara, they're only going into the area of the Har HaBayis, and the halacha by the Har HaBayis is that a Tamei Meis is allowed on Har HaBayis. You're only not allowed to go there if you're a Zav. Amei Aretz have a din of a Zav. Yeah, but a Zav can go to the mikveh, and then he's not going to be a Zav anymore. So they do a whole Chafifa, they go to the mikveh, and then after going to the mikveh, they could then go on the area, if they're confident, to know which area is Har HaBayis. That's what they're assuming. The Gedolei Eretz Yisrael, there's a letter printed, I think it's printed in Karina de Igrisa, probably printed in a lot of places, with the number of the Gedolei Eretz Yisrael that came out very strongly against it. Why? Do they not agree with the halacha that if you go to the mikveh, you can then go on Har HaBayis? So first of all, not everyone does agree with that halacha, because the Tumah Zav that an Am HaAretz has b'zman hazeh is gzeirah midrabanan, that every Am HaAretz has the din of a Zav. You go to the mikveh, you're no longer a Zav, but you're still an Am HaAretz, so there's still the din drabanan of being of having Tumah Zav. Okay, but that's a bit of a creative problem with it. The Stipler just writes, it would be how are we going to monitor who went to the mikveh? How are we going to monitor exactly where you're going on Har HaBayis? It's going to be too big of a mikshal. Too many people are going to go without going to the mikveh, and women are going to go when they are in Nida, and they're not eligible to go to the mikveh, and it's just going to be too much of a mikshal. That's the whole discussion as far as the kedusha of Har HaBayis, all assuming like the shitas HaRambam. But now we get to the second part of the brisa, which is what we really brought the whole brisa in for. Rabbi Kiva Omer Yochel Yala Adam B'chor Michutz Laretz Laretz Bizmach Beis Hamikdash Kayam V'Yakrivenu. I might think that when there is a Beis Hamikdash, you could bring a b'chor from Chutz Laretz and be makrivit. Only where you bring Meiser Sheni from do you bring a Bechor. Meiser Sheni is only brought from produce of Eretz Yisrael. So too, Bechor should only be brought from animals of Eretz Yisrael. Just like from Chutz Laretz you don't bring Meiser Sheni, so too from Chutz Laretz you're not allowed to bring a Bechor for Akrava. And if you do bring it to Yerushalayim, it's not going to be karav, meaning that is like the shita of the Mishnah Maseches Challah, that you're not makravit if you bring it from Chutz Laretz. That's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yishmael used this same pasuk for the first limud that the Brisa quoted, for a totally separate limud about whether Maaseh Sheni still applies to Mishnah. So Rabbi Yishmael must not have this limud of Rabbi Akiva, and therefore Rabbi Yishmael holds that you can be makriv a Bechor Bizman Hazeh, and that would be like our, not Bizman Hazeh, you can be Makrav a Bechor from Chutz La'aretz, and that would be aligned with our Mishnah. Ben Azai Omer, now the Brisa says the third of the three Zakenim that are being quoted in this Brisa. Again, it's going to be four statements, but three Zakenim. Ben Azai Omer, Yochel Malas Meiser Sheni V'Yochlenu B'chol HaRoeh. I might think that any time, any place that you could, that someone who's standing in Yerushalayim can see you, you're allowed to eat Meiser Sheni in such a place. That it doesn't need to be Lefnim and Achomos. It doesn't need to be in the Ira Atika itself. So says Mar V'dinu. And really, I would have a binyanav to make this limud, because bechor ta'un havas makom, you have to be makrav bechor eat it in Yerushalayim umaisa ta'un havas makom, and maisa sheni also you have to bring to Yerushalayim. So maybe we should equate the two. Ma bechor eno nechal el l'fnim enachoma, just like a bechor can only be eaten within the walls of the old city of Yerushalayim, af maisa eno nechal el l'fnim enachoma. So maybe maisa sheni also should only be eaten within the walls. So mal bechor says more. Well, wait, no. Bechor maybe has to be eaten lefnim minachoma shekein tov matan dam ve'emun legabim mizbeach, because bechor is a korban. You need to be zorik the dam. You need to be makted the emurim and the mizbeach. So therefore, the basar has to be much more connected to Yerushalayim, to the extent that it's got to be eaten within the walls of Yerushalayim. Tomer b'maiser, would that necessarily carry over to maiser delo, where there's no need for a mizbeach by maiser? It has no connection to the mizbeach. So mehechi tesi that it's got to be eaten lefnim minachoma. Maybe b'chol aroa is good enough. So tamalomer v'chalto l'fnei Hashem l'kecha ma'aser d'garncha v'tzirochcha v'tzirecha v'choros b'karcha v'tzoncha. So we see that same pasuk makish ma'aser the b'char, that we link ma'aser to b'char. Ma b'char ein nechal l'fnei minachoma, af ma'aser ein nechal l'fnei minachoma. Just like b'char can only be eaten l'fnei minachoma inside the walls of the old city, so to ma'aser can only be eaten inside the walls of the old city. It's not good enough to be b'chol aroa. So says Gemara, my kashalei to kamar yachal. Why was Ben Azai struggling with this? What would make him think that when we say that you got to eat it lifnei Hashem, that it means b'chol aroa, that it means you're allowed to be outside of the walls of the city of Yerushalayim? Normally, when we have boundaries, when we have borders for something in halacha, we say that's it, that's the border, and yes, one step outside of Yerushalayim is still outside of Yerushalayim. It doesn't count. So Amarta, Ha'ol Tanan, it was based on the Mishnah in Maseches Megillah. The Mishnah tells us, Ein Bein Shilo L'Yerushalayim, it's in the series of Ein Bein Mishnayos in Maseches Megillah, that there's no difference between the time the Mishkan was in Shiloh and the time the Mikdash was in Yerushalayim. Ela shebeshilo ochlin kachem kalim ma'aser sheni b'chol aroa. By Mishkan Shiloh, there was no. It's not the old city. We're talking about Mishkan Shiloh. So you were able to eat kachem kalim and ma'aser sheni b'chol aroa as long as you're able to see Mishkan Shiloh from there. Yerushalayim lefnim menachoma. By Yerushalayim, it has to be eaten lefnim menachoma. V'kan and both by Shiloh and Yerushalayim. The kachay kachim has to be within the klay hachatzer, or as far as Yerushalayim is concerned, within the azara itself, which is the equivalent of the chatzer of the mishkan. Meaning that that certainly would be the case. So ma'u d'teima, so I might have thought Yerushalayim leisi ma'aser sheni b'chol aroa, that even in Yerushalayim there still applies some din of chol aroa, not by kachim, but at least by ma'aser sheni. That maybe ma'aser sheni, since it doesn't require a mizbeach at all, there's at least a hava amina that kol aroa should apply to ma'aser sheni, just like kachim kalim had a din of kol aroa in the mishkan. So kamash milan. That's why Ben Azai has to tell me a drasha that no, that when we say ma'aser sheni has to be eaten lefnei Hashem, it doesn't mean kol aroa, it means mamish inside the chomos. Achirim omer, now the fourth statement of the brisa, yachol yehi b'char sha'av rashanasu k'psulei hamikdashin. I might have thought that a b'char that's of rashana, that's already aged out, it's over a year old, should be like a kachim that develop a mum v'yipasel and should become pasel la'akrava, because the mitzvah is to be makravit ben shana. The pasuk says lefnei Hashem lekecha tochalenu shana b'shana. So tamal omer, that's why the pasuk says ma'aser d'garncha v'tzirochcha v'tzirecha makish b'char l'ma'aser. We have again this comparison, this link in the pasuk between b'char and ma'aser. Ma'aser, just like ma'aser sheni eino nifsal mishana l'chavirta, it doesn't become pasel from 1 year to the next. You still, if you have ma'aser sheni from last year, you still got to bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it there. Af b'char einu nifsal mishana l'chavirta. So too, b'char does not become pasul from 1 year to the next. Ul'rabbanan demafkilu l'tayim achrina. What about the rabbanan? Who are the rabbanan? The other three tanaim that all had the same pasul with the same hekish, but all learned different halachos from that hekish. Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva, Ben Azai, that the pasul was needed for other drashos. Mishana l'chavirta minalahu. How do they know this din of b'char not becoming pasul and when it's over a year old. So nafkaluhu, they derive it may lefnei Hashem lekachat achlenu shana bishana limer al bechor sheinu nifsal mishana lechavirta. It says shana bishana, sounds like it's more than 1 year. That even after 1 year is over, it's still not possible. Ula acherim lefnei Hashem lekachat achlenu shana bishana maydar shibei. Great. Now what do Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, and Ben Azai do with the phrase shana bishana? Do they have any special drasha to derive from there? Yeah, mi bayle lechadetanya. They needed to teach what it says in the following brisa. Yom echad mishana zuv, yom echad mishana acheres, limer al bechor shenechal shneyamim v'layla echad. That it's talking about a case where you shecht the bechor on the last day of the year, and that's where we say you could eat it shana b'shana over the course of 2 years, because a bechor that's shechted in this year could be even eaten next year. So from there we see that a bechor isn't eaten for shneyamim v'layla echad like kachim kalim and the layla that's in between them. So then that could span 2 years for Rabbanan. And what about Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Ben Azai, that dashim from this pasuk that it's not nifsala akrava in the second year? The nechlas shneyam v'lay lechem minaluhu amar kra yilecha k'chazei atenufa, because the pasuk says that the din of basar b'char should be like the chaz v'shok of a shlamim, which is given to kohanim, and the chaz v'shok of a shlamim is eaten l'shneyam v'lay lechem. So they know from there hadra nalach elukachim. Bez Hashem will begin the fourth parak tomorrow.